Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and let's do a podcast. You know, one of my favorite skincare ingredients is retinaldehyde, all the forms of retinol. It is one of the most amazing things you can do for your skin, and I'm going to talk to you all about Retin-A as well as alternatives to it. Unfortunately, Retin-A, as great as it is still very irritating. I want all my patients over age 30 on a form of a Retin-A derivative, and I want to give you guys options. Sometimes we all have that Retin-A that's in our bathroom drawer that's a prescription grade, super strong Retin-A that we managed to get someone to prescribe for us. And have we ever used it? No, because you try it on for 3 or 4 days in a row and your skin becomes scaly, raw, irritated, red, peely. It's super drying and super irritating when it's used directly straight up. It can be a very wonderful ingredient when you teach your skin to tolerate it. And using your Retin-A products slowly with pea-sized amounts, 2 or 3 nights during the week, usually every other night, sometimes 2 nights a week, is a great way to start with extra moisturizer, sometimes with short duration application. That means put it on for 20 minutes and wash it right off. Sometimes you can use a layer of moisturizer first and then apply your Retin-A products. I recommend just a pea size, and that means not a pea in each quadrant of your face. It means take a pea, put it on your finger, pea-sized amount of Retin-A, and then use a little quarter pea in each quadrant of the face. It's one of the best ingredients you can use in your skincare routine to minimize signs of aging, fine lines, wrinkles. It improves cell turnover, and it is probably the one major proven ingredient to reverse aging changes of the skin. But for some people, retinol can cause major irritation and redness. If you're someone who's prone to irritation, like you have rosacea tendency, you burn easily, or you have inflammatory skin tendencies, you may not be able to use a retinol. You also can't use retinol when you're pregnant, breastfeeding. There are other things out there like peptides and bakuchiol, and let's talk about alternatives to retinol if your skin starts hating you when you use retinol in your daily regimen. Don't give up. Try some of the alternatives. So number one that's really trending right now is bakuchiol. What is bakuchiol? It comes from a plant. It comes from the Soralea corylifolia plant. That's a mouthful. It's one of the most trending ingredients right now that's replacing retinols in skincare for people who have irritated skin. It doesn't react to sunlight. You know, retinol does prime your skin to sensitivity and can usually just be used in nighttime. Bakuchiol can be safe to use in sunlight, either applied morning or night. It has low irritation potential and has some of the same features, like it improves elasticity and firmness. It brightens and vitalizing your dull skin. Bakuchiol may not be as effective as prescription strength Retin-A. It's an alternative, but it's one of these things that's really beneficial to use if you develop irritation with Retin-A. It may not be as effective in treating skin problems like acne breakouts, but the pros are no irritation, improving your fine lines and wrinkles, safe to use in the sunlight, low irritation potential, improving elasticity and firmness, and revitalizing. And really good if you're rosacea prone. Another alternative to retinol would be niacinamide. I love niacinamide. It's sort of a workhorse ingredient. It does almost everything for the skin, including smoothening, decreasing the appearance of fine lines and pores. It's gentler than retinol. It helps with pigmentation. It's a vitamin B3 derivative, and it's super hydrating, very calming for the skin. So niacinamide is overall a winner, all-star ingredient that benefits almost every skin type. Vitamin C. If you're over age 20 and you're not using vitamin C, this is definitely one of the products you need to incorporate into your regimen. In the mornings, vitamin C is antioxidant. It prevents brown spots, prevents oxidative damage to the skin. Really important for photo damage protection to the skin. Just like putting lemon on an avocado stops the browning and oxidative damage. In the nighttime, vitamin C is it's a really, really important cofactor to collagen production. You cannot make collagen without vitamin C. It does not regulate your cell turnover. It does not prevent acne, so it's missing those important features of retinols. But it boosts your collagen production and protects you against environmental damage. It brightens, it exfoliates a bit, and it's great for skin surface. Another nice ingredient that's an alternative to retinol is rosehip oil. This comes from the pressed seed of the rose plant. It helps with acne-prone skin because it has a very high concentration of omega-6 fatty acids. This is going to help regenerate and heal your acne scars because the concentration of vitamin A, B1, B2, B3, and K that's found in here, in addition to these omega acids, is great for scarring. It improves collagen production and elasticity. It's great for fine lines and wrinkles, and it's non-abrasive. It can definitely be used for pregnancy and breastfeeding. So that's a big plus. It's always painful to get off your retinol when you're going on vacations in the sun, when you get pregnant or you're nursing. So this is a nice alternative. Vitamin C, rosehip oil, these things are useful for sensitive skin and during those times of your life when you can't be on a retinol. Next up is the stevia plant. This is so unusual. If you've never grown stevia in your garden, I highly recommend it. It's so fun to break off a leaf and put it in your iced tea, and it sweetens everything. It's that natural sweetener. There's a plant called Biden's pilosa. It's a tropical weed that people are trying to see if it can be used with your skincare regimen. And it's traditionally used in many non-Western cultures. It's eaten for health benefits, like early data suggesting that it has antimicrobial, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory effects. Both stevia and the Biden's pilosa plant contain phytanic acids, and these activate the same receptor in your skin that retinol does. So this is really nice. You get the retinol activation of the receptor, but it's good with sensitive skin, eczema skin, and rosacea skin, and can be used morning and night, unlike retinol, which is just a nighttime product. And there are a few studies published for an alternative medicine journal that say that when you apply these products like the Biden's pilosa and stevia plant extract directly to your skin, for example, they studied skin on the eyelids, which was removed during plastic surgery, but the skin environment that supported collagen integrity and elastin fibers was much improved. These were plumping proteins that helped keep older skin in check. The quality and quantity of your collagen and elastin fibers declines as you age, and we definitely see improvement with these youthful plant-based applications. Matrikines are peptides or protein fragments that are broken down from proteins of the extracellular matrix of the skin. And it's so important that you use ingredients that will promote more production of collagen and elastin. Using these matrikines that are found in these plant-based products can be a really wonderful mechanism to enhance your skin vitality. So, eyelids is, again, a very sensitive area for retinol application. So looking, I love how science is looking into other products that we can use that are plant-based that may be helpful to use on eyelid skin. I don't necessarily recommend that you buy a stevia plant, break off the leaf, and apply directly to your eyelids because you might get allergies or plant-based irritations as well. It would definitely have to be a highly purified extract. But overall, looking at these vital ingredients that are out there like bakuchiol, these products are working through the same receptors that retinols use. That's why many people refer to it as a natural retinol or alternative. And it's not a vitamin A derivative, so it's not going to be as irritating as the vitamin A ingredient. And people who use retinol usually have more stinging, more irritation, and more skin textural changes that are harsher. So it's really great to have alternatives like bakuchiol, rosehip oil, vitamin C oil. These are all things that are going to stimulate collagen production and elastin production. One other study, a double-blinded study that was published in 2018, showed that bakuchiol showed similar skin benefits to retinol when subjects were not aware which side of their face they were using bakuchiol or retinol on. There was overall reduction in fine lines, wrinkles, and pigmentation associated with photoaging without the side effects of retinol like dryness and skin irritation on the bakuchiol side. So there you have it. That's very interesting alternatives that are going to complement your skin and be plant-based and be less irritating and be really appropriate for people with sensitive skin, eczema, rosacea, pregnancy, nursing. If you generally just haven't tolerated retinol, if you're going to travel to a hot environment, and maybe if you don't have time to let your skin get acclimated to retinol, these are all wonderful and amazing things you can do. I have to say that Retin-A and retinol are still my number one favorite. So you got to kind of bite the bullet, get yourself acclimated, and do that 2-week, 3-week adjustment period where your skin has mild dryness, mild irritation if you're using it correctly, and just get acclimated to it. Be a big girl. You got to do it if you're over age 30. If you don't want fine lines and wrinkles, this is something preventative you can do to improve your skin for the long haul. And if you have trouble with it, now you have alternatives. And that, my friends, is everything you need to know. After age 20, start your vitamin C. After age 30, begin a Retin-A or one of these plant-based alternatives that's less irritating. And after age 40, I definitely love stem cell growth factors. I love doing treatments like microneedling, things that are going to improve collagen production like the biostimulators. We all need to be actively treating and maintaining our skin foundation. And these are the things we should do. Don't forget to check out my skincare line. I absolutely love my Diamond Line Refine. The reason this Retin-A product is so good is because it's chock full of green tea, which is anti-inflammatory, takes away redness, takes away irritation, makes it very well tolerable, just gives your skin this glowy quality because the inflammatory tendency gets removed by the green tea. Love it. And once you finish that starter bottle, switch over to my high-dose retinol activator. I love the high-dose Retin-A regimen. And, you know, your skin takes 6 months, maybe a year to get used to regular Retin-A. When you go high dose, give it time again, add extra moisturizer. You're going to love the changes that you see in your skin. And that's it for now, guys. I hope all of you will incorporate Retin-A into your skin aging regimen. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. Our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing skincare line. Definitely check out the Diamond Line Refine and the High Dose Retinol Regenerator. Love them. And Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. These are the products that are going to make you age beautifully. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.